Hi, I'm Bria Barthel, and today I'm talking about books with Stephanie Dudek, librarian at the Troy Public Library. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great and so looking forward to hearing from you. What is your role here at Troy Public Library?
So I am head of reference, so we handle all of the adult services here at the library.
How has the use of reference services changed in the age of the internet where people are able to look up so much online?
Well, we do end up doing a lot of tech help. People need to use computers. We're in a kind of a strange era where people use their phones for so many things now. They don't always know how to use a desktop computer, or they don't know how to do things that they need to do to apply for jobs or fill out forms. So we try to assist with that as much as possible. There are other things too now that are available, such as we have our Libby app and our Hoopla app. These are two apps where patrons can download digital content. If you have a library card, you don't even have to come into the library to be downloading books. Once you've downloaded these apps, you can check out audiobooks, ebooks, even things like movies from your device at home. And those items are downloadable, and then on their due date, they just disappear, and you don't have to worry about returning them. So
oof.
We're evolving.
And you mentioned if you have a card. I suspect most people listening to this program already do, but for those who don't, I was curious, can undocumented immigrants get a card at the library?
So what we require to get a library card is two forms of ID, one with a current home address on it. We try to work with people as much as possible to get people cards, even people who are maybe staying in a homeless shelter. As long as they get a letter from the shelter, we can still use that as their home address and get them a card.
That's wonderful. And I know that Troy Public Library in the past has been very involved in community activities, but of course in pandemic times that's probably been cut back a bit. Can you say a bit about community activities?
Yes. So I've been active in doing adult programming in the past. It was scaled back a bit during the pandemic. We did move a number of our programs online. We have our long-standing Shakespeare group that meets Thursday nights, and we have a short story cafe that meets on Wednesday nights. And those we were able to transition right onto Zoom, and most of the people who were participating in those before just were able to jump on Zoom and continue those activities throughout the pandemic. Now that we're starting to emerge on the other side of this, we are now offering hybrid programs. So we have the equipment to allow people to choose whether they want to attend these programs in person or virtually. So people can decide, you know, whatever their comfort level is, if they want to come in to a book group in person or if they would prefer to do that from home. And even just if the weather's bad and you don't feel like driving out, Zoom is always an option now. There are some benefits to having virtual programs.
But there are many benefits to having in-person programs. If you have not been to the Troy Public Library's main library at 100 2nd Street in Troy, it's a beautiful grand old building with an amazing Tiffany window when you come in behind the information desk. Now, I was also curious about what programs you offer for new readers or for newly, whether it's that they're learning English or that they are just adapting to just learning how to read.
So we do have a small English as a Second Language collection to assist those that are trying to learn a language. We did just get our subscription to Mango, the language learning database, back. We didn't have that for a period of time. It's back. That is a wonderful resource for anyone trying to learn a language. whether it's someone trying to learn English that just moved to this area, or if someone's trying to learn a language just for fun, or if they're planning to travel, that's an excellent free resource.
Sounds wonderful, and I'm sure you have lots and lots of more things to say, but I'm going to wrap it up. This segment of Talking About Books has been a little bit of an introduction to Troy Public Library. In other segments, we'll hear about specific books that are recommended and are timely. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.